Well, you can see my collecting card shirt. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Late Night Playset. Thank you very much for tuning in this evening. We've got a great show for you. Catherine DeLorean is here, daughter of John Z. DeLorean, the DeLorean car. If you've got questions, if you have comments, if you've got anything you want to say to her, jump in on the comments, and we'll get to it in just a little bit. We've got some catch-up to do. We've got some exciting announcements for some things we can say. You're going to hear some pretty exciting stuff. I just can't give you all the details yet, but good things. Mrs. Ryan's here, Catherine DeLorean. Late Night Playset, starting right now.
You trim your beard. You look great. And you did a shave. Everybody looks great.
Well, you've already heard who it is and what we're doing. It's so weird to do a top of show now because, like, now we do hellos, but it's not hellos anymore because I told them what we're doing, which means it's out of the way. Now we can just chat, tell people how you are, turn the volume down. What's happening? Instagram, hello, Klein 11. She spawned. Catherine's already here. Well, we'll get to you in just a little bit. Mr. Mike Vera, Alex by the beach, late for biking, motorco.us. Murray Crawford, she spawned. Hi, MJ Chat. Hello, she spawned. Perfect song. You're the perfect song. Thanks. Aloha from Joy. Hi, Joy. 356 Outlaw is here. 366B Outlaw, excuse me. Late for biking, MJ Chat. 911 Anchorman. What is up, Billy? 993 Andy. Grand impression. Justin is here. Hello, happy birthday, Justin. Belated from last week. And also, thank you for your pin, your button pin. We're going to show that in a little bit. Not a button. It's a pin. Proper, beautiful Rolls-Royce pin. I'm going to show that in a little bit when we get to the viewer mail. Hot Rod Rules is here. What are the rules? I can't. Don't get me started. What are the rules?
So funny.
We watched something last night I hadn't seen before. If anybody knows the show, It's Always Sunny. I have seen that before. I've been there, for goodness sake. We watched an episode from one of the later seasons. I guess we probably maybe stopped watching after 10 or 11 or 12 or something like that. And we were just catching up on some old ones. Man, there was one called The Gang Turns Black.
And that's exactly what happens. Imagine like Big, but instead of getting bigger, they get black. The whole gang, all five of them are, yeah, five of them. And wow. The whole, oh, did I mention it's a musical? Yeah. Worth seeing. It's on Hulu if you have it. Man, that's, oh man. Hilarious. It's called The Gang Turns Black. I mean, unbelievable stuff. You really couldn't believe what they were doing. Anyway, Hot Rod Rules is here. What are the rules? When you just turn black and you can't go back, you gotta figure out the rules. It's not me. I'm quoting a TV show here. Please don't send your letters to Philadelphia. 996 Road Trip is here. Man, you've got a great account and a great adventure lifestyle. We love following you guys. It's great meeting you up in Newcombs, too. Speaking of pins, they've got a great pin. Okie doke. We are selling pins here tonight, everybody. Here, let's do this. It's a leftover from Tradecraft. It's Tradecraft Tuesday.
Thanks.
Tonight, oh, I should do this at the top of the show. Then it would give me something to, you know what I mean? I got to get rid of this. I got rid of that. And just have this. David, Guards Rad, if you're here and if you're coming to Breakfast Club this weekend, Friday, come to bring whatever I asked you to bring last time, that wireless mic that we thought we would use on What Are You Driving Today that we never did. It was a, it's like a broadcast quality Sennheiser mic, wireless deal. This is just for David. He may not even need it. Bring it, please. I could use it. Tonight is Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. My name is Jay Ryan. The lady over here is Nicole Ryan. I like your outfit.
Thanks.
You're representing Good Vibes. I'm representing Collecting Cars, who is the fastest growing automobile auction site, as I understand it. Beyond that, they're doing wonderful things, and they involve a lot of our friends, and they gave us that. They didn't give us, but they put us on that referral program. We've yet to refer anyone, but let's start now. If anyone is looking to put a car up on Collecting Cars, there's a referral little window there. Please put Late Night Playset, Jay Ryan, Porsche Life, Nicole Ryan, whoever you want to give the credit to, make sure it's us. And I think we get like $50 if you list your car, or we get $100 if you sell your car, something like that. Whatever it is, it doesn't come out of your end. So we would appreciate it, please. Beyond that, we like who they are, what they're doing. And there's a thing this weekend over at Bluey's in Santa Monica. We'll get to that when I get to this week. It's on Sunday, 7 to 10 at Bluey's in Santa Monica. But we're representing them because I like them, like those guys, like their logo, the whole bit. At one point, they wanted to sponsor Breakfast Club, and I said, well, we don't do that solely because that'll change Breakfast Club if we start sponsoring Breakfast Club. But what you can do is if you want to, like, sponsor an episode of What Are You Driving Today, we've done that in the past with other people, Auto Kennel and Magnus, and, you know, for his Haggerty show, and we've done that a handful of times. And it basically is the same thing. You have the presence, you hand out the hats, you're there at GVBC. It's just you're not sponsoring GVBC. And if someone sponsors GVBC, somehow that changes the equation for everything. And it's not like I want to buy the $50 worth of donuts every week. I don't. I don't want to do that, actually. But it would change it if all of a sudden, you know, donuts sponsor. I don't know. Maybe it won't change it. I don't know. It's weird to me, though. It feels weird to me. Maybe I'm wrong. You guys should chime in here. So let me know. YOLO F30335. Joel McHale's here. Hello, Joel McHale. Hoping that you will join us in person soon. I know I know you're local. Fellow Weirdos fan, Joel McHale. By the way, that is Joel McHale, as in from Community and all things comedy and Promote It Yourself. Joel McHale. What's he? Is it Community? Is that what he's? Yeah, that was the big show. Did he create that show?
Or
did
no.
He became the freaking star of it,
yes,
though.
He did.
Yeah. But his sister used to work for us at the company we used to have.
Knew her.
Oh, shit. That's right. Yeah.
But she taught spin classes I went to.
That's right it was, yeah. Anyway, hello, Joel McHale. Edward's here. Holy crap. Robert Scott is here. Hi, Bob Scott. Seb Lawson is here. Seb, if you're the Seb Lawson, I think you are. I told you I'd bring the M4 carbon fiber thing for the, if you have iDrive for the shifter for an F30 or 80. I forgot the other day. I didn't actually forget. It's in a thing that I was bringing for David. David said he wasn't coming, so I didn't bring the thing. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I'll have it for you Friday. If you're coming up Friday, let me know, and I'll for sure give it to you. Oh my God, the episode where they change race. Yeah, oh my God, Tedward, exactly. It's hilarious. All right, so I'm clearly way behind here. Okay, hi everybody else. Hi from Germany, YOLO. Wish I can go if there was cell phone service up there. Wish I can go. Yeah, all right. No, there isn't. Sorry. No, there isn't. I'm sorry. If that's your deciding factor, you are out. Carissable's here, Bigfoot Garage. She's. It's about what brings you good vibes. If it's about what brings you. If it's about spot. It's about what brings you good vibes. Here's Catherine DeLorean, tonight's guest, already here from the green room, chiming in. It's about what brings you good vibes. If sponsors give you weird vibes, that's all that matters. Thank you. Thank you. Basically, stay true to yourself. As Magnus says, follow your gut. You know, when you get to a certain age, you kind of realize that all the advice, it's only like five bits of, well, maybe there's 10 if you want to go religious, bits of life advice. And then if you just stick with them, they kind of are just redundant throughout life. People just have a million different ways to say them. Sort of like God and aliens and the universe. Like, I'm pretty sure those are all one thing.
Yeah, I kind of got there too.
Hey, what's up, Leo? Says Leo. Hilarious. Hi, Leo. How was the British? Oh, yeah, we got to talk all about the weekend, and then we're going to get Catherine in here. We got to do the weekend. Let's see. What can we? I can already tell you. We're going to have to scrap some stuff. All right. We'll save East Coast Feeds for Thursday. Great guest on Thursday, by the way. Bradley Brunell is going to be back. You remember him from, everything. Jalopnik. He's written and I think maybe even produced for Haggerty, Flat Sixes. You guys know Bradley Brunell. So he'll be here on Thursday. Seb says, I'll be there. Thanks so much. You got it. And wait till I tell you the story of why I have it. I don't think you're going to like it, but I want to give it to you. I didn't like it. That's why I took it out. I took this piece out. Everything in the interior of this M4 in 15, whenever the car came out, the M4, everything in the interior was carbon fiber. And we had that white leather interior, so it was tinted and everything. But somehow, whenever the sun would hit this carbon fiber, oh, my God, it would just reflect right into my eyes, the driver's eyes. It's right where the eye drive is. So what I did was I went to a custom shop, and I had them that's what I did. I go, hey, I need to cover this in leather. They're like, well, it's going to take a while. Do you want us to just take that one out of your car, or do you want to like go get us another one and we'll wrap that? I was like, you guys have been through this before. You know what you're doing. That makes a lot more sense. So I jumped on eBay, or I think it might have been Turner, or you guys know. What's the one in Florida that has the great? They've got great deals on parts. They're on all the forums. Suncoast, maybe. I think it was Suncoast. So I jumped on there and I got not the carbon one because that's the most expensive one. I think it was like the aluminum, whatever the cheapest one was, the not wood grain. I think it was aluminum. And I just got one of those because they're all the same shape and size. And then I took it to this leather guy and I had him make it in black leather with white stitching to basically match the rest of the car because it had full leather. So like the dash had all that black, it was white leather seats with black stitching and then black leather dash and everything else with white stitching. So anyway, I just had this piece made to match it. No reflection, no glare. Nobody ever noticed that it wasn't stock BMW, except for other BMW people who were like, where'd you get that? What box is that? I didn't check that option. Because Porsche will let you like frickin' every little bit is customizable, but BMW, there's some limitations. Anyway, so that's why I have it. I took the carbon one out. I sold the car with the leather thing in it, and I realized in my tool chest was still in plastic the carbon one. So that's why I have it. Hello, Jeff Swart. Good to see you. Hello, Ron Goodman down in Australia. Great to see you. This is amazing. Amazing audience tonight. Mr. Nautis is here. Carissable. Hi, family. Oh, no. Auto Kennel. Hello. Auto Kennel, what did you do? So that's what's up. Well, I got to strike something else. I was going to the M4 story there. All right. Let's talk about the weekend because you can help me with that.
Okay.
And I'll get some proppage in the meantime to get ready for viewer mail, which corresponds with the weekend. What do we do on Friday, Nicole
breakfast,
Ryan?
Breakfast. We started with Breakfast Club up in the mountains.
Yep. In fact, how was it?
I loved it. It was
what was good about it?
It was temperate, and there was good people there. And
there's a lot of people we had never even met before.
Yeah.
Came from quite a distance. like, I'm not going to put this on. Maybe you want to if you want. We got these from our Spirit of Le Mans friends who brought us these Scottish hats. I don't know what it is. It's very cute is what it is. I had mine on, and I don't know if I want to say the person's name, but someone there spun it around, so then all of a sudden you couldn't see my face. I think they all of a sudden were playing my publicist. They were like, you look ridiculous. There's no way you should get your photograph taken like looking this way. There's nobody in a million years. He's like, I'm the only friend you have on this mountain. I'm going to change this for you. And he did, and that's why I had the thing in the bag, so it's hilarious. You want everything in the car to have a story. Love it. Man, that's totally true. But I am that way with everything. Nothing is in our home that doesn't have a story. And in fact, that's sort of that way in our life. Nothing is in our life that doesn't have a story.
Yeah.
Once you get to whatever. I don't want to say. Once you get to a place where, like, you're looking at life differently. Because it could be anything. It doesn't have to be a life-threatening illness or a degenerative disease or whatever. It could be, you stub your toe and saw God. I don't know. It could be anything, right?
It can be
midlife crisis, right? A lot of people, you get a certain age and you're overweight or you lose your hair. Something happens in the mirror and you're like, oh, we don't live forever.
Mortality.
Anyway, so what is his name? Damn it. Andy.
Andy.
Andy Clegg from Spirit of Le Mans. We love you, brother. I guess we should probably keep one of these, find a place for it in the studio or something. Well, no, we have all these scarves and everything, and these aren't even, this is store-bought. I don't think he even gets the joke. I bet he bought these here. See you, Jimmy hat. It's called a Jimmy hat.
That's
he doesn't. I bet he doesn't get that.
Funny.
This is hilarious. So as though this is a guy named Jimmy, maybe from San Francisco. Looks like Manny the Hippie, if you remember the old Letterman bit. Yeah, whatever. Very nice. If you want those, just let me know, and I'd be more than happy to give them to you. Here's what I was talking about before from our friend Justin. This is his actual car. Now, he had these given out I think he made 100 of them. Is that what it says? One of 100? Yeah. He took the picture of his car. First of all, he owns this car. It's an old Rolls Royce. He took the picture. He then put it into some sort of cartoon process, and then he took it and made an actual pin from that image.
So cool.
And then he gave them out to everybody. It was very, very cool. Well, I shouldn't say everybody, but the lucky ones who received them. Very cool. And it's basically his card, because it's got his contact info and everything there.
It has it all the stuff in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And the 2021, so you could do a different one next year. It's just, we're into a very interesting time for creativity. I didn't say that right, but you know what I mean? Like, we talked about there being like another renaissance, art and stuff. I think what we thought was it and we were coming out of, I think we were wrong. I think the world's going to go to hell, but also the artists are going to keep working. And I think creative stuff like this is going to come out of it. It's a new way to do things. It's fun. Great Eye, come on. Great Eye, put that on. Oh, you guys are the best. So some stuff from our friend. What did I do with it? Okay. I think I figured out who these came from only because somebody else said a thank you to this person. And I've already given some of these out because there were some parents at Good Vibes Breakfast Club. But when we were done with the day and our car was the only car in the parking lot, I went over and there was a weird bag inside and it looked Ghostbusters related. I was like, is that marshmallows? Is that a bag of Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? Because I just saw the trailer, Mm-hmm. It wasn't, but it's awfully close and totally on brand. It's a bag of Michelin Man.
Awesome.
Like real, actual, authentic Michelin Man. How cool is that? I think these were probably thrown in there by Sean Lee. Somebody else thanked Sean Lee for a Michelin Man that was kind of running around. So here, hang on there. Whoop. Well, I guess that doesn't look good anyway. Yeah, probably good that didn't work out. There we go. Thanks, Marcel. So it's fantastic. We love our friend Sean Lee. We are going to see him this week here, I guess, but you guys won't see that. But it will be at Breakfast Club. And very excited to announce Breakfast Club on... All right, Purist Group Toy Drive is a thing that happens every year. It's been happening for many, many years. Paul Walker used to be involved. Cody Walker is involved now. Purist Group, always evolving. Sean Lee, all of the... Oh, geez, it's really dark in here now because I put the Michelin Man up there. All of the usual suspects. Anyway, they used to do some of this stuff up at Newcomb's when Newcomb's was open, and they would help, and they would sort of like do all these little ancillary toy drives to help the big toy drive. We want to keep that going. So Good Vibes is going to host the Purist Group Toy Drive at GVBC on Friday, 12/3, which coincidentally happens to be your birthday, Mrs.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So that's what's going on. Bring a new unwrapped toy. Sean's going to bring a van, so we're going to have plenty of room to get all these Santa sacks down the road. You know, whatever you can bring will be greatly appreciated. And this all goes to the Purist Group annual holiday toy drive. It's a huge deal, huge deal. We're just trying to do our tiny, tiny little part.
So it's very cool to be part of. Every year it's that box that's wrapped, right?
Yeah, the drop box is wrapped up at Newcomb's, yeah. I don't know if we'll have that this year, but...
I love that we're continuing it somehow. We're figuring out how to move it forward. That's cool.
Breakfast Club was huge last week. Huge. Very mellow, however, which was amazing. It was clearly like it's words gotten out. No dicks. Don't be a dick. It was great. It was amazing. So, again, like I said, a lot of faces we had never met and a lot of faces we hadn't seen in a long time. And... Sean Lee included in that. Been a few months on him. I'll tell you. I won't tell you why. I know why. There's a reason we haven't seen him for a little bit. It's not all that happy, but he doesn't want to tell people till after the holidays, and he's fine, and everything's good, but, you know, life happens. And speaking of life happening, holy crap, we saw that Tom Hanks movie last night. It's on Apple TV. It's on Apple TV. Holy smokes. What's it called? Finch. Produced by Robert Zemeckis and stars the great Tom Hanks. It's a tearjerker, but if you're into fans of any of that type of work, ooh, go see this movie.
So good.
So good.
So deep. So layered. So real. I loved it.
Reminded me of Chappie. If you ever saw the movie Chappie, South African movie. A little bit of Castaway because of Tom Hanks and Zemeckis, I think, tonally. And then a little bit of any kind of post-apocalyptic future movie where the world's kind of over. You know, there was the one with Will Smith where he's in New York, I Am Seven or something like that. You know that one? No. That might be the wrong name. I Am Legend.
I know that one.
Or, you know, Last Man on Earth. Any of those types of post-apocalyptic things. Anyway, all right. Thank you for the Michelin Men. And they're really cute. Go everywhere. Oh, well, that's terrible. 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 It's awful. Mark Perbonic is here. Aurora Photos here. Holy crap. Talk about a blast from the past. That was my, I don't know if I'd call her my first girlfriend in the world. What do you call that at third grade? When you're at the Y and you're like, here's another girl and she's pretty and she's talking to you. Anyway, that's her. She's friends with Monica, though. Or she used to be, anyway. So that's an interesting crossover there.
Hilarious.
Hello, Aurora. You are from my past life's pavilion. Regardless of anything else, you know I love you very much. LOL, crush. Yeah, crush. There you go. My first first girlfriend. Third grade. Like, what am I saying? That's probably fine to say when you're in the third grade. But 40s.
Looking back.
Yeah, you can't be
different.
Like my third-year-old girl. Third grade girl. What are you, 8 years old? Oh, it's fucking awful. Awful, awful. Okay, what are we doing here? Let me show you the rest of this viewer mail, and then we'll get the hell out of here and go back to the card. Purist Group Toy Drive, GBBC, 12/3. Bring an unwrapped toy up to GBBC. These were given to you by our good friend Kevin at Motorco.
So US. Excited.
Check those out, and then I'll show you something else. It's great because I got my purple one. He gave me purple ones a long time ago that really fit my hands, but your hands would get cold in the car, and then you would take them, and then they ended up in the pocket of your jacket, and then I ended up never seeing them again.
I have them for you.
No, I got them. I took them back.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Once these became in the picture. So there's that. And then this is a very cool thing that I'm recommending to you as a holiday gift item. I'm recommending this to you as a holiday gift item. I get nothing from this. I just think it's very cool. The coolest new coaster set. Whoopsie-daisy. Wow, that's a beautiful. This is beautiful packaging. He really knows how to do all this stuff. There's a QR code and a bunch of stuff. But check this out. I'm not going to say what they look like because what they look like would probably be trademarked, but it's a wheel coaster. It's a whole set of wheel coasters.
Awesome.
And a wheel coaster holder, which also doubles as a cigar ashtray. That's right. This is all very cool.
That's well done.
It's very well done. Very cool, innovative stuff from our friends at Motor Co.
And these driving gloves, I recommend them even though I don't drive.
Yeah, I don't wear the driving gloves myself, but people who have wooden steering wheels need them. And, totally. And some people just like them.
And they're comfy. I like them.
There you go. Holy crap, I think that's all the...
I think that's all the stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
We're very lucky to be given all that stuff. Okay. All right, let me see what we got to do here. This is crazy. We run out of time. All right, Pure Screw Toy Drive, done. Viewer mail, done. The weekend. All right, good vibes on Friday morning. That was amazing. Huge crowd, like I said. Everybody was awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Saturday. Oh, Saturday was the car show that shall not be named because they don't want it to blow up.
Right.
But it's in Los Angeles, and it's very small and mellow. And if you, it's not a secret. If you simply do any amount of research, you can find it very quickly. But we're not supposed to say exactly where it is. But it's Saturday mornings, and it's once a month, and it's a lot of fun. And we, again, saw some people we hadn't seen in a while, and that was great.
We had friends in from back east. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool.
And then Sunday... we did the Magnus Walker, what was Brit Week, first of all, and it was Magnus Walker and Damon Jones and all the Brits in town were hosting a Brit Week car show up at the Peterson.
And a lot of cool stuff came out.
Yeah. We wanted to go, honestly, we really wanted to go because I felt guilty for not going to the Outlaw event. His Outlaw event, it was right up our alley. And we told him we were going, and we planned on going, and then we saw him on Friday, and we talked to him at Breakfast Club, Magnus, that is, about, you know, hey, what time should we get there? Because we're like, it looks like it's going to be pretty crazy, and we're starting to get a little nervous. And he was like, well, that's the question. And he's like, I don't even know myself. I'm going to try to send them a message so I can go up the off-ramp. And, like, all this crazy shit. We're like, he didn't have it worked out, and we got, like, gun-shy, and we were like, well, there's an F1 viewing party, and we know exactly what that'll be like. And we ended up doing that instead. Had a wonderful time. Saw wonderful friends. Enjoyed terrific hospitality by some of those wonderful friends. But I always felt bad about, like, oh, we didn't go. Even though he doesn't care. You know what I mean? He probably didn't even notice. If I didn't send him a message afterwards, he probably would, oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry we missed you. So that was why we really, really wanted to go. It wasn't because I've got a hard-on for British cars. But the moment we got there... I was having a great time. We saw fantastic people right off the bat. Watching old car, old British cars break down in line, not even into the event, is amazing. You know, $3 million Aston Martin, like, blew a hose. And then they start pushing it. Is what it is. That's the game. Well, actually, that was an E-Type. Sorry. The $3 million Aston, I think, made it in okay.
It felt very real, though, seeing everything be what it is. And if it breaks down, it breaks down. Like, everyone was chill and ready to spring into action.
Exactly. And they were. And you were around a lot of other people that knew not only your strife, but, like, probably how to fix it, too.
Yeah.
It was great. A lot of fun. Thank you to Magnus, Hannah, Damon Jones, Analog Speed, obviously, for inviting us as well. Thank you. Taylor Hendricks and everybody. That was great. It was a busy weekend, though. Wait till you see this coming weekend. You want to hear about it now? I'll do that, and then the commercials, and get our guest in here. I got to tell you about it at some point today. Thursday, we have here, Bradley Bernal. I told you about that. Friday a.m., we have GVBC. Friday p.m., there is a private party that I think you know about. I think a lot of our friends will be there. It's just, it's not my thing, and I'm not at liberty to talk about it. I don't mean to sound whatever. Saturday is the Born for Fast toy drive down at the Marconi Museum. We're going to be there from 9 to 1, and that's going to be fun. Another toy drive, Born for Fast. And then Sunday in the morning, there's the Collector Cars and Coffee that I was telling you about over at Bluey's in Santa Monica, 7 to 10 a.m. And then at noon till 4, there's the Purist Group Cars and Charity over at the, whatever that's called downtown, say the Brickyard. That's not right. Whatever. Look it up. It's on. You can look, see it on the Pierce Group and everything else. What do they call that one? The Barracks. The Barracks. It's down at the Barracks downtown.
It's a lot of good stuff.
So good. Porsche drivers here. Hello, Teresa. Got caught. Call Scott. It's pretty good. Connor Harkin. Hey, Connor. So missed that one. Can't catch them all. Yeah, I know, right? Jared's Garage. Schneidfeld. Hey, what's up, Schneidfeld? Found out who you were afterwards, so thanks for watching. Gabe Abelson is going to be back, and we're going to be doing some work, and then he'll be more of a presence as a creative on this show as well. So that'll be fun in the future. But thank you very much for tuning in. In fact, I want to follow you. I have to remember that when I'm off the air to actually do it. Speaking of follows, look who got a new phone. La-di-da, new phone. Yes, sirree, Bob. Just like the old phone, only slightly bigger and slightly heavier. Okay. I do say the camera is amazing. I do say Foghorn. I'll say, hey, boy, like Foghorn Leghorn. None of that's appropriate anymore. The cartoons we grew up with.
I do remember that.
There will be a day where our kids' kids, we don't have kids, but our kids' kids will be watching TV, and they'll be throwing back to an episode of Family Guy, and they'll be like, oh, I can't believe they made those jokes back then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I bet.
Or The Simpsons or any of that stuff. Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
Oh, my gosh. Catherine, you are a saint for hanging in here. I hope you ate dinner, and I hope your lips are well lubricated, because she was out mowing. And she's got chapped lips, and she's going to tell us all about that. Right now, I'm going to tell you about the sponsors. St. Clair Insurance is where we start. Here we go. There we go. Boy, that's what everything happened here. Everything got all mixed up. There it is. We'll put this here. Put this one here. We'll get to that in a minute. Whenever that would happen to Dave, he'd go, up, oh, gin, you know, or make a card-playing joke. I need one of those. I'm still using a 6S iPhone. This one is... Well, we might be able to help you on that. I just gave away an 8 because people are very generous to us, so I pay it forward whenever somebody needed a phone, and I gave them an 8. And that was, I think, the previous oldest one. We had to send yours back to get the thing, but I don't know. Next time somebody sends us a phone, we're going to get you a phone too, Teresa. Okay? That way, that way you have a better camera, because the 6S camera is not so great. They say all that separates men and boys is the coverage for their toys. St. Clair Insurance has coverage for your toys. In this case, obviously we're talking about collector cars and collector car coverage. But in addition to that, we're talking about the garage that houses those collectors' cars and collections, as well as the businesses that support all of those collections. St. Clair Insurance insures it all. I'll try to say that twice. In fact, they shop all the top providers so you get the best coverage. I'm going to rewrite this because I get wrote. This is a mess. This is a mess. Time for a new blue card. If I were you, I'd go to St. Clair Insurance and check out all the coverages that they have and see what's best for you. Go to coverageforyourtoys.com. Coverageforyourtoys.com.
Coverageforyourtoys.com.
It is my great pleasure to tell you that the best bubbles in the world are made by Bubble Tree. The American Bubble Company. Damn it, son of a bitch. America's Bubble Company. But it's the American Bubble Company. The truth is, I don't think they even use that, because one thing has like a bajillion thousand followers and one thing has like 60. So I bet the American Bubble Company thing doesn't even, they don't even care.
I bet you're right.
Just like saying the American Bubble Company. It's like they came up with it's a government subsidized, it's General Bubble. We should call it General Bubbles. General Electric, General Motors. Still a giant kid. Yeah, no difference there. I have not changed a bit. I have not grown up one bit. I grew up for about 20 years, and I drank my face off to do it. And then I said, well, that's ridiculous. I don't like either of these things. And I went back to being an adult kid, and I quit drinking, and I'm just much happier as a human being. It's great. Oh, and you're going to love this one then, Aurora. This is Jay Ryan and Nicole Ryan. From Late Night Place, I remind you to please like, subscribe, and comment below. This feeds the internet algorithm and eventually us as well. Be a pal, like, subscribe, and comment below, because it will be fire! Woo! Man, I hit that for a long time today. Look at all the smoke denoting the fire that it will be. She spawned me too. Man, I'm not grown up either. Well, maybe that's our generation. We tried it. It didn't work. Oh, shit. Hank on camera 5 is here, but we've got to talk to you, Hank. Last thing we do before we take a break and get our guest in here from across the country. It's going to be a hell of a show. Oh, gosh. Really fucked it up. All right. So, Hank, you were on camera 5, except Jay Ryan got a new phone. So, Jay Ryan's on camera 5, except it can't be Jay Ryan. So, it's just camera 5. However, Hank got moved. Are you ready for this? Hank got a promotion. Now, it's Hank on camera 4. So you might need to change your deal here. You're now Hank on camera four. You see Hank over there? And now we can see Hank, and I feel like now we can interact with Hank. Hank was the guest camera guy before, and while that's fine and everything, I'm not talking to him very often.
It's not personal.
No. There we go. Hi, Hank. Hi. Hank became the Alan Coulter of the bunch because he's over there now. I just realized. Doesn't it?
Yep. I totally see it.
I know. I don't know why. How'd that come up out of nowhere?
I don't know.
All right. Time to change my name. Yeah, it is. Yes, Fog Machine, I remember the haunted house. Oh, so here's someone who can actually validate a lot of my past that I talk about, and it sounds unbelievable. Like, for how many years I used to work at I had the haunted house in my own shed for, I think it started in my room. Then we went to the shed in the backyard. And, you know, like the parents had a party kind of thing, and like, oh, look, I decorated my room. Everybody would go up, you know, give me a nickel or whatever the heck it was. This is like, what year are we talking about here? I would have been like, it's forever. This is a million years ago. What would I have been? Probably 8 or 9 or 10. Probably started in like when I was 8 or 9, and then the shed was 9 or 10. Yeah, I don't know. It was crazy. But she was there, and then it started going to doing the actual haunted houses in the town I was a JC. Remember the Junior Chamber of Commerce? Mm-hmm. Like the Lions Club or the Rotary Club, all those things. I was one of those, and they let me in before I was even of age because I was working at the haunted house from like when I was like 10 years old on, you know? Hilarious. I was the chairperson for the event. Like, I was designing the thing and creating it and telling all the adults where to go. No, this is how you do it. And stuff like that.
It's so bossy.
She goes, or how we got stuck in the city and someone gave us money because we knew Seth. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Eighth grade. That's hilarious. Well, eighth grade was the shed behind the house. Yeah, that's what the shed behind the house. Always been a smooth talker. Hilarious. This is hilarious. So hilarious. I forgot all about that moment. She's right. I took my friends down to go to the city I think I took them to Conan, maybe. We might have gone and seen Conan. And then we went out to dinner and, you know, whatever the heck. But we were kids. So, like, somehow everyone spent their money. Like, the money we needed, like, to get to the... Like, I think we had money to get home, like, to the train. But we didn't have money to, like, get the car out of the parking garage. Because we were kids. It was, like, before ATM cards and everything, you know? Told you how long ago this was.
Once you're out of cash, you're out of money.
That's what it was. Oh, my God. I forgot that ever even happened. That's amazing. Oh, that was her 16th birthday. I took her into the... So there we go. I took her into the city to go see the show for her 16th birthday. Hilarious. Hilarious. Amazing. Well, fond memories. Oh, my God. Speaking of fond memories, let's get our guest in here. Catherine DeLorean. Join in whenever you feel like it, and I'll get this thing going. And we'll see if this works. And everybody else, as soon as she does, we're going to welcome her graciously. And you'll applaud through the internet. Here we go. It could be happening right now. Go live with She Spawn. I'm excited. Also, the fact that Joel McKellen, Zwart, and who else? Somebody else. Oh, and Ron Goodman all here on the same night. Hell of an audience. Plus, Hank on camera four. He changed it. It's Hank on camera four. Hello, hi. You, my sister from another mister. What's happening?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm great. And you look and sound better than you did when you were at the mill at your old home.
Well,
you had fans.
Yeah, that was a little rough. That was a little rough to try and overcome the waterfall in the background and the fan, because we don't have air conditioning, central air conditioning up here in New Hampshire, where it's usually not hot enough, but global warming has kind of necessitated many fans to address the heat issues in the summer now.
Indeed. Everything about this is great. Can I get you to bring your camera down a little bit, just because everyone's words are right in front of your face? Oh, yeah, there you are. Here's your face. Beautiful. Oh, you look wonderful.
How about we go this way?
I was worried. You said you were out mowing the lawn and doing yard work and everything else. I thought you were going to be a wreck. You look great.
No, I just have... So it's really cold here, and I was outside.
Can you tell we're related?
Outside mowing the lawn, and my lips got really chapped, and I, like, just, you know, you're gonna go on the air, and I'm thinking to myself, well, gee, I haven't worn makeup in forever. I don't even know where it is. I should probably not look terrifying, like, you know, bloody lips and all that stuff. It's kind of rough, but we bought a farm up here in New Hampshire. Kind of crazy story. And
congratulations! What's new?
Thank you. It's actually pretty cool, and it's got a really big place I have to mow. So that's kind of what was going on, was mulching some leaves. But before I actually tell you about my barn, when I came to join, there was at least two questions that were already on your page of people had already asked. So one of them was about the three-wheeled car thing. So for anybody who's interested in my take on anything that's going on in the legal stuff, and I've reached a point in my life, the kind of good vibes point in my life, where I don't really want to talk about that stuff. That stuff is going on. I'm not really involved in it. I've got my own bad vibes coming from other places. And so that's not something that I can do anything about. It's not within my control. So I don't really want to talk about it because I don't have any thoughts on it.
Yeah.
If I can't control it, I don't have any thoughts on it.
If I may, it's the type of thing that if someone's going to go after them for legal, you know, using the trademark and everything, like that's somebody else's game. That's never been your, you're not going to swing at those. Texas will take care of that.
Yeah. It's not my deal.
Yeah.
If I was going to swing at that, I would have swung at Texas a long time ago.
Exactly. So, right? If that's like, what you were about. Not, exactly.
Yeah. It's just not my deal.
Yep.
The other one was just, what's my nationality? So my nationality is actually American because my ancestors fought really hard for that. But my heritage is Italian and Romanian and Hungarian.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the answer to those two questions that were already there for the people who asked. Hello. Hi, Running Bear.
I should say this. You know, that first one, the guy who asked about the three-wheeled car and saying, hey, you should shut that down. That person was actually the guy who bought our old car. Our old DeLorean time machine, and it's in England now. So that was actually that guy.
Wow.
Steve Wickenden.
That's really cool.
LinkedIn.
Well, I'm very sorry that I can't shut him down for him, but that's not something that's really kind of what, you know, my dad, he spent a lot of time in court, and so I've kind of been in court my whole life too. So
you don't say.
I try and avoid it, right?
Yeah, and you know, my advice to that guy would be, don't let it get to you. You know, you're doing some good stuff over there. You're kind of moving the needle in the right direction. But don't let some other guy who's doing the opposite bother you. Don't let that get, you know, ruin the wind in your sail. You're doing great things with his company's called Heroes for Hire. He sends, you know, people who dress up as stormtroopers and movie costumes and the car and the time machine and R2-D2, all that stuff to like children's hospitals and charities and things like that. He's doing wonderful things. So if somebody else is out there just, you know, making noise, let them.
Yeah, that's kind of where. So you posted something today that I actually wanted to comment on. That this is a really good segue to. You said the post you made was, it's time to live your life to the fullest, believe in yourself, and confidently walk your highest path. Every area of your life is being upgraded, and things will just suddenly shift in your favor. Trust, surrender to the universe, and let your new chapter unfold. So. We've been going through this great change, this huge change since 2018, right? Our whole family went through this great upheaval, and we moved to New Hampshire to try and heal our family. And we ended up in this incredible building, which just got registered as historic. We'll tell
Congratulations.
That story. We're almost there.
Thank Congratulations.
You. We're almost, yeah.
It's been a long battle. People have no idea what she has been going through for the last few years with this. We can't talk about it, but you have no idea. And you are coming out of this on top, and I'm so proud of you.
Yes, and it's thank you. And it has to do with what you were just saying. Kind of don't let other people define what your path is for you. So just so everybody knows, when I can tell this story, it'll probably be sometime later in this, sometime closer to the summer. It will be here first. So you will get to know all the story that I keep
here on the show.
In the show.
Because
I promise to make to tell the story about her name is Millie the Magnificent. It's this beautiful, wonderful piece of American history that we came to save. I just can't really talk about it now because there is, you know, active litigation around it. So we'll tell that story. Another reason why I don't want to be in court. I have enough stuff to worry about.
Exactly. But thank you for the exclusive.
Yes, definitely. Well, of course, always. I love you guys so much. So actually, I did want to tell, so to tie into my dad, there's a really cool part of the story, which I haven't told Jay, so that everybody on the show could get the experience of Jay and Nicole hearing this fun story first. They have no idea about what happened when we moved into our house.
Exactly.
And it's a really kind of crazy fun story.
We have been talking for months, but you literally will not tell me the biggest thing that's going on in her life right now. She's like, nope, nope, nope. We're saving it for the show. I was like, okay, but like, it's very weird to talk to you right now because like the only thing we should be talking about is this thing.
And it's a fabulous story. I mean, it's just, it's a Jay and Kat story with my own Jay. And then it's really something that you and I would have had happen. It's just so fantastic. So let me get to it, right? You've been waiting so long to hear this story. So this whole backstory of Millie the Magnificent, Jason had promised me my whole life to rebuild Bedminster. It wasn't going to be, you know, 434 acres in the middle of New Jersey in a grand mansion, but it was going to be based on the blueprints that we still have and some form of a replica of my childhood home. Because that house was very, very precious to me for so many reasons.
Yep.
Not talking about all the backstory and the negativity that goes along with it, because the true way to combat negativity is through only positive messages. That house was very healing because it provided me an escape from everything in my life that was scary and difficult. It was quiet. There was no paparazzi. There was no chaos. It was just the farm and motorcycles. Yes, this was my, well, that's not my home. That is something else.
Oh, that's
entirely,
not it? Oh.
But that's what it
sure looked like it.
I actually have a picture. It's right behind.
Oh, here. Oh, you know what? It was right next to it. There you go.
Yeah.
It's not that dissimilar.
Yeah, it's somewhat of a semblance of the place I grew up. But it was because for me it wasn't a mansion, and for anybody who spent time with me there, the people who grew up with us there on the farm, Morgan and Colby and Scooby and Seth and Deanna and EJ, so all of my friends, they came into that house, and for us it wasn't a mansion, it was a farmhouse. It was just a really big farmhouse. Yep. But you didn't have to take off your shoes. You got to get muddy. My dad took us to do ridiculous things. And so my happy childhood was tied up in being outdoors and being in this farm, in this giant house. And so part of the mill was kind of helping to replicate that, because it's a ginormous building. But it also looks like a loft, so it ties into the New York stuff. And in the end, what I really wanted was a farm. So we'll get to, you know, let's get through all this other fumbling over everything. So here we have this tragic story that's going on with the mill that I can't really talk about yet. And what happens with it is one day I end up having to, you know, all this stress in my life, I have to go on leave of absence for stress. I tipped over.
Yeah.
And part of being able to actually go back to being able to function was a very intensive get well plan. And part of that you were a part of. And I messaged you and I said, on days where I just really don't want to talk to somebody, you're going to hear from me because I have to. And it was hard because I would wake up and I didn't want to talk to anybody. I mean, even you, even the people closest to me, I wanted to just shut down.
Yep.
And on those days were the days I had to force myself to get up and do something, go outside and call somebody. And on this one particular day, I woke up and I just, that was it. Like, I forget calling somebody. I wasn't going to get out of bed. And I said, I'm going to, you know, break glass and call BJ. And BJ is, she's my mom. She was my father's girlfriend my whole life. So I don't add any other moniker to her than my mother. She raised me, and I believe that mother is about, you know, who raises you, and father's about who raises you, and that kind of stuff. So I even called, you know, Tony was a father to me. So
whoever you imprint
her.
On, right?
Pardon?
It's whoever you imprint on, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I even told my daughter this. She asked me if she could invite some of her chosen family to Thanksgiving. And I said, look, there'll be two families you have in this world. They'll be the ones you were born with, and you don't get to choose them, but you get to choose if you stick around with them. And then there'll be the ones that you choose who are going to treat you like family, and that's kind of more special because they don't have to. And I look at it as anybody, whether you be married or not, that is special enough to be family to you is now my in-law. So they're welcome at my Thanksgiving table. Right. So,
awesome. Yes.
So BJ, so I called BJ and I said, you know, hi mama. And she says, what's wrong? Because I don't really call. I don't like the phone. And I said, you know, I just talk to me because I need something. So BJ says, let's pray. And she starts praying for me, and she gets to praying for a solution, some peace, some reprieve from the situation. And all of a sudden, I hear a voice that says, well, why don't you just buy another place to go? Well, because, so part of the reason why we moved to get Millie was to get our finances in order and not have a mortgage and all this stuff.
Right.
And also to focus on our family. And so the pandemic allowed us to kind of recover from all this, and 3 years of this, whatever's happening, we were able to get to a place where, hey, we can buy something. This was happening in my house. I had no escape. We just wanted a piece of land somewhere I could go to get away from the constant torment that was happening to us.
Right.
And in the middle of her prayer, I said, oh my God, BJ, amen. And she goes, what? What happened? I said, I know what to do. I know what to do. Okay, praise God. We'll finish this later. I need to go. I love you. Amen. And she says, well, what happened? I said, I can't tell you until I talk to Jason. And so I go in the other room and I said, why don't we just buy another place to go? And he goes, well, I don't know. And so we go and we tell our therapist, you know, the way it works, we'll probably have a house next week. And she's like, in this market, good luck. We're like, yeah, I know, but you know, whatever.
Trust us. Yeah, we know how we work.
We're like, you just don't know.
When the frequencies align, it's not even in, you have nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. Nothing. And this whole story proves it. I mean, this whole story proves it, because in this market, nobody was getting a house.
Right.
And we didn't need a house, and I needed to make a not financial stupid decision. So I was going into this, right? I'm going into this going, I need to not, my desperation, not undo everything we've done in the past couple of years. So I wasn't going to fight in this market. I was understanding I wasn't going to pay sticker price, but also I'm not going to go stupid.
Yes.
So I needed to find a realtor that would do this. And it was not easy when you say, look, I'm willing to take this, except this, and our kid needs to be in this kind of school. Like, all of these if then else's, there isn't really a house we really particularly want or need in any particular place. It's just, when you have that many options, realtors really didn't like that. You would think they would, but no.
Too many parameters.
So we found this amazing realtor. I'm going to murder her last name because I've actually never asked her how to say it, but I want to say Teresa Gemmis. And I'll spell it for everybody. I'll even share it with everyone because she is just an angel on this earth, just like my realtor, Tony Schiffer in Texas. But she said, sure, I can do it. And I explained her everything. She's like, oh, you're just like me. I got this. Literally, the first list of houses she sends, the first house on this first list, we open it up. I don't even look at it. And I just see, and I hated the first picture, kind of. I was like, this is weird. What's happening? But I instantly fell in love with the house. And I couldn't describe it. Jason, too. I'm like, we're like, this is it. Like, the first house, like, what is happening? We can't do this. What is? And you just looked, and it is so different. This house was built so differently. Not, you know, when you build a house and they're like, don't do that, it's not common and people won't buy it because that's weird. And this is that house, right?
But not like Rube Goldberg, right?
It's just amazing what they did. And okay. I'll tell just you creative. How it happened. It's unbelievable how this all happened. I'm sorry, it's a show that you don't have a lot of time because it's a cool story.
We got plenty of time. Take all time you want.
I know. So anyway, we come, we're like, this is the house. We come to see the house, and we come here, and we're like, this is it. You can tell this house was lived in, and we loved. We walked through the backyard, and you could almost tell by the plants, the family history. You could tell that they were planted over years, and
seasoned.
It grew over time.
Yeah.
It just felt like a home. It didn't feel like a house. It felt like a home. And we were like, this is it. This is the one we want. It's 22 acres of wild forest. Yes.
That's why she's out there mowing.
Yeah.
You got a lot of land.
The mowing comes in. But it's, but it's current use, so most of it is actually wild forest and then farmland, and only about 3 acres of it is the house that it's on. And then the rest of it is like this beautiful mountain and these trees. I mean, we have this forest that we walk in every day, and the mushrooms, that's where the mushroom picture comes from.
The pictures you're sending me every day are amazing from the hikes and stuff.
The wife had planted a pollinator garden, so every day I would walk outside my house.
Like, I don't even know.
Butterflies flying everywhere, like I'm in a Disney movie or something. Yes, there's one of my mushrooms. That one's, I haven't posted that one yet. That's one of my favorites.
Oh, well, here.
The other day. Yeah, there you go. So moving in here.
She goes, look, we found a brook. This is on their property. She goes, look, we found a brook.
Brook, but it's running through the mountain, so it's actually a spring.
Oh, I love a
cold
spring.
So that water, I was showing you how clear the water was coming out of the ground. That's pure, clear water in my backyard, yeah.
Beautiful.
And there's wild grapes. We made grape juice.
Wild grapes?
But I haven't even told you the cool part of the story. So it gets crazy. It hasn't even gotten crazy yet. So we put an offer in on the house, and I said, up to like this amount. And the realtor said, well, but people usually start at that in this market. I'm like, yeah, okay, but I can't. This is what we can do. This is what that's worth.
Also, and this is meant to be, and get out of my way, because this is all going to work out just perfectly.
What I said was, I have to believe that if this is meant to be, that this is going to happen. So we put the offer on the house, and then all of a sudden I go to Jason and I said, we're going to get the house. And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, I don't know. We're going to get the house. You know, you were just talking about listening to your gut, right? I said, I have no idea, but I'm going to put this out there because this is what's going to happen. We're not going to be the highest offer, but we're going to be the best, and we're going to get the house. He's like, okay. We get the call on Tuesday. We weren't the highest offer, but we were the best, and we got the house. Now, here's the crazy part, okay? That's not where it gets crazy.
It's already pretty good.
I'm like, cool. I haven't even told you the fun story of moving in. So I'm like, cool, let me look up this house. What is this sign on the barn?
On the barn, there we go.
What does Glen Antrim mean? Because I didn't know what Glen Antrim meant. I'm sorry to tell all of you people who are looking at me like I have a third eye on my forehead that I didn't know about Antrim, Ireland, but I am willing to tell you I did not know about Antrim, Ireland. I'm shaking my phone until I bought this house. So I learned about my history and where the factory actually was because I Googled Glen Antrim, which was on the sign on the barn of this house I just bought.
There's like an old-fashioned, you know, like in New England, you've been to where I grew up and everything. So, you know, there's the big white farmhouse, and then there's the red barn, and the red barn had an old antique sign on it. And then this particular antique sign had a word she didn't recognize. So she looks up the word, and it happens to be where the whole DeLorean factory was in outside of Belfast, right? Or Antwerp or Belfast, I think. I mean, it's kind of an amazing small world that's not even why she bought the house, and she didn't know that part until even further down the road. It's amazing.
It's a pretty cool connection.
That's amazing.
Oh, it gets better.
All right. Lay it on me.
It gets so much crazier. So I'll tell you all the connections, and then I'll tell you the fun story about moving in. Because the story moving in involves failed brakes and hammocks from the ceiling.
The story moving in, I haven't told her a thing of because it reminds me of the movie Funny Farm.
Everything about this house, I cannot make it up. This house literally is the house Jason and I would have built if we were these people. And I haven't even gotten to that, but when I start to describe it, it's like, it's so, every day we're like, well, this weird thing that we found is because we would have totally done this if we were the people who built this house.
I mean, like you did in another lifetime or something, you know what I mean?
It was weird because the first day I was cleaning the house, I was singing in the kitchen and I was like taking back my home. And I went, what?
Picturing Kelly Long.
That is the weird thing to be singing. What am I talking about? This is so weird. So So now I'm all discombobulated because we've got as far. Okay, so this place is actually like the farm was one left turn off of Route 202, 206, and this place is one left turn off of Route 202. So that's weird.
That is weird.
It also has
different
like
states, so they're different state routes, but still 202.
Yeah,
that's
it's
weird.
Very weird. So it's also like three cherry trees and an apple tree were part of what I remembered. There was more than that on the farm, but this is specifically these things that I remembered that I wanted in my garden to match growing up. It's all here, including the rhododendrons on the same side of the garden where my mother's were. I know, this is so bizarre.
It's weird, so things bizarre that only you would connect with, but the fact that they are there for you to connect with.
Yeah.
And so the floor in the entryway is the same. When we built the house in Texas, they didn't order the tile in time and it had to come from Italy. And so they're like, well, sorry. We didn't order the tile in time. Pick a different one. And we spent a month going, nah, this tile is in the entire house and that's what we love. So
yeah,
you're going to have
we
to
want
get
that
it for us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But one of the tiles we saw was a Home Depot version of that same tile. That's what's in this house.
Oh, so hilarious.
The tile in the house.
It's got the same
look. The same tile. Identical tile. It's just the American version of the Italian ported tile.
But point in case, you basically chose it even before you lived there.
Exactly. But here's where it gets even better. When we left Texas, I was so devastated about my tomato red pantry because I didn't want to leave my tomato red pantry.
You were always very proud of that. It was a walk-in pantry in a big old country kitchen.
And it has a tomato red pantry the same color.
What on earth? What on earth? That's not even a thing. That's not even a thing. Like, oh, all farmhouses have that. They're usually wallpapered, if anything. That's so bizarre.
Right? Isn't this like so insane? You cannot make this up.
It's just weird little details. Weird little details that are scattered about solely for you to discover.
Exactly.
You're on your right path, that's for sure.
And it's just like when we moved in, Jason was making comments about, oh, look, somebody else did this. And it was a professional because I would knock on him for leaving little things undone or half done around the house. And he was trying to say, you know, somebody else did it. And it turns out, no, they just also were fixing the house the whole time. So it's literally the fun part about this house is if you look at the listing picture that you had seen, and I'm sorry to everyone, I do have to be a little private with my house, but there's this weird tower that doesn't fit. Turns out they actually built the house without plans. And when they got to the top floor, they realized that there wasn't enough clearance for the top set of stairs. So they built a tower.
What the
and I said,
hell?
How do you build a house without
what
how
the
do you
hell
do that?
I mean, I guess it's pretty old, right? So I mean, there was like a time before zoning and stuff, right?
No, it's like they had some plans, but I hope I'm not getting in trouble because I love these people they're making. But the house is wait, because I met the guy who built the house. We haven't gotten to, I haven't even moved in yet. So and this is the best story I'm telling you.
It is.
So the house, the old farmhouse was built in the 1800s, and then they built on an addition, so it's two houses. They actually just cut a hole in the house, and they built a whole second house.
Yeah.
So the second part of the house was built without the plans, the whole addition, and they just kind of built it up. And
look, we'll live here while we wing it.
Yeah, but it's fantastic. I mean, it's gorgeous, and the build quality is really good, especially for not having plants.
Especially for homemade, right.
It's kind of amazing. But let me tell you about moving into this incredible place, because this story, you can't make it up. We didn't need to move in, so we didn't rush them out. But we had to register our child for school, so we ended up picking the weekend before school. And the person we kind of closed on the house and let them stay to move out, so we could get our child registered.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so we were expecting to get the house at 5:00, and we get a call at like 10 in the morning that we can move in. Our plan was to move in slowly. We go our first. Our first trip was to have the beds, the cats, some food, some plants, and like get the stuff that had to move over first. And we would spend the weekend and then, you know, make a couple trips back and forth.
Yeah. But so get it so we can at least exist here, like an efficiency.
Yeah, exactly. and allow us to move in slowly and put stuff away so we don't have boxes and you know, because it's not far from the mill.
Oh. So, I don't know why that didn't occur to me. I thought it was far from the mill.
It's 45 minutes, but 45 minute drive in New Hampshire it's so gorgeous. I mean, it doesn't feel like anything, and it's
still a few towns away, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. It's only a couple towns, but yeah. So it's not bad. But it's about a 45 minute drive, and if you've never been to New England and you've never been to New Hampshire, this is back roads. So we're talking 45 minutes going 30 miles an hour.
I see your point. So, yeah.
It's not highways. Right. I say Route 202 when we're talking like that's, you know. So we get the call early and we don't have the car. And we figure we have time now. We don't need to get there at 6 o'clock and have the night. So let's bring a light load and we'll go and we'll come back and get, you know, and what the plan was is Jason was going to bring me with like these bins with stuff and I was going to put the stuff away. He was going to go back and get the cat in the bed.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Except
you never split up on moving day.
Well, we didn't get to split up.
I'll be right back.
So the brakes in the truck go out halfway here. Because I don't know what happened, but we hit something, and all of a sudden
oh my God.
There's like a piece of metal on the ground, and our brake fluid is leaking.
Oh my God.
So I'm like,
in a rental truck.
Okay. So, and there was actually a piece of the brake pad ripped off somehow. It was really not pretty.
Oh my God.
It was terrible. So here we are, trying to decide. We're halfway. What do we do? We go back, we go forward. What do we do? What do we do? Well, we're halfway there. Let's just go there and figure out what we do because we didn't know. Okay, so this place comes with a cell tower. There's a whole story behind the cell tower. And so the fact that we wouldn't have cell service didn't occur to us. Because I own the cell, I'm looking at it.
Like, how could I not have cell signal?
And that's kind of what I said to T-Mobile when I called them and said, I'm looking at the tower.
It's on my property.
I need network engineers to like rent space on it or something because it's right here, dude.
Right. Like, get the ones and zeros aligned. Start getting your deal. What the hell?
Yeah, so clearly we decide
to switch to Verizon.
Yeah, we decide we're gonna get here and this is gonna be okay. This is a very rural place, so there's also no food.
Oh,
but you know, she left us a pineapple.
Oh, hospitality, universal sign for hospitality, of course.
Yeah, so we're sitting here. And we're trying to figure out what to do. And if you have no cell service, you have no anything. Like, I can't look up anything. But Google Maps works because it's satellite. So I'm trying to
Is that true?
Well,
on your phone?
You can't look at the stuff that's tied that has to call to the internet for, but you can actually get some of the information I had one bar, so I couldn't do anything, but certain stuff would work.
Got it.
But if I walked up to the mountain,
anything AOL, no problem.
Yeah. Oops. So hold on, I just spilled my water.
Good.
We're just gonna spread it around so it doesn't make a mess. It's good. It's fine. So we have to. I did that. Yeah, that happened. It's just water. It's fine. So here we are, and I have no service. But if I hike up the mountain, I can have some.
Oh,
so
great.
We gotta figure out.
I'm alone and hungry. I may as well hike up the mountain.
So eventually we decide. So we try and figure something out, and then we kind of embrace the fact that we're at this beautiful place, and we just. I mean, what are you gonna do?
Who
we
gives a shit? This is part of the experience, right?
Right.
You have to give in at some point. Give in to it.
Exactly. here we are in this gorgeous place, and let me tell you, I have prayed for like a massive power outage for a whole week after this experience, just because, holy cow, having no connectivity. Like, you think you're disconnected when you don't have the internet, but when you don't have even your cell service, it was transcendent. The whole experience of not even being able to have it if I wanted it.
Yeah.
So it was like this really crazy, I mean, I could, I'm about to tell you that I climbed up the hill and called my daughter to come drive 45 minutes to pick us up and drive us back, because it gets better. The story hasn't even started
but
yet.
This is already, you all right, you are, yeah. You bring up interesting points already, though, that are ancillary to the story, but they themselves deserve picking around. I'm sorry.
That's why I'm telling you. It's unfortunate that this isn't like its own like 4-hour show, because we should do.
We
that.
Should we have done just... that. I could have done that for you. I'm sorry.
No, we can definitely do it. We can go explore the details of this really amazing experience, because it truly has been incredibly transformative. I mean, it's completely changed my life.
It sounds to me like when someone is forced into forced into rehab, but not rehab. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where, like, oh, we were watching Lost. So Charlie, when he lands, you know, the plane crash or whatever, like, he doesn't have his drugs anymore. No choice. Yeah. He just doesn't have them anymore. We just crashed his plane on the beach.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, because you're forced to deal with it.
Yes.
Like, forced to deal with everything behind it.
Exactly. And that's kind of where we were. Sorry, I was making sure the water was spread even more so it doesn't leave a spot.
Do you want to take care of it?
No, it's good.
Okay.
It's fine. It's good. It's fine. It's a 200-year-old house. It'll be fine.
That is true. It's already seen worse.
So yeah, but that's it, right? So, and that's kind of the way that we've, and that's one of the things that I do want to talk to you about, not tonight, one of those shows that we should do, because we do well with this kind of stuff, but the whole, it's led to a whole thought process about that whole God universe and aliens are all the same thing type deal, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's coming back to the way of the peaceful warrior and the whole understanding what's important in life, and there's been a very real benefit to the real tragedy that's happened for the past couple of years.
Amen. I mean, sorry to make it religious, but I meant, like, I agree.
No,
that's awesome.
No, amen is fine. It's very, very true. It's just, it's changed everybody's life. Jason and I both, like, our lives have been changed in this tremendous way because of the struggle that we've gone through together. And it's really brought us to a place of, like, this amazing place where we're looking to give back now, and we really are in this place of peace. Like, we have found our lives to be enough, and so now how do we start moving from, like, getting more to now giving back?
100%.
But I haven't finished the story about this sleeping on the floor. That we haven't got to the hammocks yet, so we can talk about the deep stuff later.
Okay.
Let's just go into the fun part, because now it's all like, oh yeah, it's this reality. Reality's good, but let's talk about the fact that I slept from the ceiling on my first, you know, weekend here, because that's kind of amazing.
With no phone to keep you occupied.
Exactly, and that was the greatest thing ever. I mean, I did have the phone to take pictures, so that was cool. So he calls my daughter, who has to ask her boyfriend to drive 45 minutes to come to our house and pick him up to go pick up our stuff. And so he goes back to the house and he's all flustered because Sarah and I haven't eaten all day. Oh. And we're starving. We have a pineapple. We're starving.
Yeah.
Thank you to the wonderful woman who sold us the house for leaving us the food. We were very grateful. So he goes to the house, and so we had left the cat because the first trip didn't involve the cat. Yeah. So he gets the beds from the camping stuff, puts them by the door, important part of the story, gets them and leaves them by the door before he goes upstairs to try and get the cat. And then let's just say a mill building. So this is an open space, and this is a like 4,000 or 5,000 square feet of an open space living area, so it's not open. There's stuff for everywhere.
Oh, I've
for
seen
a cat
it. Yeah,
to get into.
Yeah, no, it's impossible.
It's not.
Imagine a storeroom an old warehouse. I mean, it's just a huge thing.
Not
there's
happening.
Beams and columns everywhere and stuff.
So here he is trying to get the cat, and everybody's trying to get the cat. And he then realizes that Sarah and I are starving. And so he's like, what do I do? So now he goes and grabs whatever food he can find, which turns into this wonderful mishmash of random things that was exactly enough to feed three people for 3 days.
Amazing.
And none of it went together. It was all just kind of different things you had, like peanut butter but no bread.
Yeah.
And like hot dogs.
We've so been there, totally.
Yep. Yeah. And so
I'm like, we got hot dogs and hamburger buns. Like, what the hell?
Well, I mean, that was kind of better than the mix we had, but really.
Yeah.
But so he tells Casey, who's closer to the cat, you know, come take care of the cat, leaves food and stuff. In case he can't come back the next day, make sure somebody can go check on him. And then he comes back to the house, but he forgot the beds. And the cat just brought their food. And now we had attempted to sleep on the floor the night before, and that was not okay. Like, nothing, nobody slept, everybody was miserable. This was a terrible situation. So he comes back with no beds and everybody's miserable,
but he's got cats and food at least.
No, he didn't get the cat.
Couldn't find the cat, but we just got the food. Okay, so no beds, no cats.
He got some food.
So we were hoping for at least beds and food and beds.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay, all right. Got it.
But no cat. So
there's a lot going on. There's a lot for anybody to keep track of.
No, but he was worried about his hungry family.
Yes.
Like, legitimately, this is not a bad thing that happened.
Yes.
The poor guy was tormented by a cat, right? So and no sleep. I mean, he's doing this again on sleep on an actual hard floor. Oh, yeah. We didn't have, like, you think we would sleep on blankets or something. No, it was the floor, the actual ground. Yeah. We had nothing to sleep
on.
It's
no good.
And that doesn't facilitate sleep. So so he comes back and he's really upset because now we can't go get the beds. It's not like, and so we're trying to figure out, can Amazon deliver something? Oh, wait, I don't have any service. I can't get anything delivered.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, but how do I also find somebody to fix my brakes? So that's a whole thing.
Oh, that's not a rental truck? It's your own truck?
Yeah, no.
Oh, my God. In my mind, it was a rental truck.
We had nothing.
Oh, my God.
In paradise with nothing.
Amazing.
So I look at him, and I'm in this totally zen place that I'm here. And I'm like, well, we're on a farm. What do we have? Like,
fruit trees?
Something's got to make a bed. Like, something's here.
Oh, I was still going to food.
Right. he happened to bring this canvas we had. In the middle, we had bought this duck canvas. I love this brand. They make canvas, and like, they have this stuff called Army Duck, and it's like made for tents, for those army tents.
I know,
right?
It is. It's waxed, but I'm thinking to myself, you fucking made a hammock. You didn't have a hammock.
Yeah, no.
They made a hammock.
We MacGyvered.
He's like, well, we have this canvas. All right, well, now we are running out of time. So, Jesus Christ, this is amazing. This is an amazing story.
Okay, so,
we can make this a two-parter. I don't care.
No, we can make it a two-parter because I'm about to get to the sleeping in the hammock. So
okay.
Then we can go, okay, we've moved in. And then the next time I come back, I'll tell you about how we met the guy who built the house.
Because, oh, my God.
Yeah. It gets better. It gets so better.
He's like, are you planning on bringing any furniture or going Navy style?
It's just, it's amazing. So let me just finish moving.
Yeah, no, we got 10 more minutes.
So I said to him, I said, we're on a farm. Let's farm this. Let's do what my dad taught me. Let's just figure something. We're engineers.
We're going to boondoggle this thing.
Yeah. So we had this canvas. For some reason, he brought these big pieces of canvas, and they were our walls.
Thought, wow, this shit's lighter than a bed.
Well, this is how we made, because it was our walls in the mill, this heavy canvas, so we could create.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's what, because it was the giant open space, so they've made room dividers with all of this stuff. That's right.
Yeah, so we could heat it, because otherwise it's a giant open space.
Right.
So it's really good canvas to, like, actually create walls and stuff. So we had these, but we had nothing to, like, hang them from. So I'm like, all right, well, how do we MacGyver that? Like, can we get sticks and do whatever? We're really wandering around the farm looking for anything. And I said, well, we must have rope somewhere. Did you have something? And we wandered the farm for, like, 30 minutes. And then I was like, what about the bungees? Sure enough, we have rope. lots of rope. We're wandering the farm, and there's like more rope than you can do in your life, using your lifetime in the back of them. What are you going to use the fucking rope for? Boondock Saints. Anyway. Yeah, so here we get the rope, and in these two rooms, in the kitchen there's rafters, and in this room that's downstairs that apparently used to be the bedroom are rafters. So we hang Sarah from the kitchen, and Jason and I go in the bedroom, and we're all sleeping on these hammocks hung from the rafters. That was like, it was super comfortable.
Which must have worked, yeah.
It was amazing.
Good grief.
But here we are, sleeping from the rafters.
So how many days did you have to do the sleeping in those?
It was only one or two, I think.
Okay, good.
Because then we
fun for a minute. I don't want a week of that, you know?
Oh, no. We were able to get our car in. There's a wonderful, Mush Cook's Garage here in Antrim was able to get us in. They were wonderful and help us fix our car and get it up and running like right away. So we were only down a day.
Oh, okay, good.
We had to take Monday off, darn, and had no like service. So we had to go outside and enjoy the farm. It was terrible. It was like horrible.
This changed you. This whole experience changed you guys.
No, very much it did. Because, you know, with the whole stuff that was happening at the mill, it was really, really difficult. And our whole approach was, no matter what, don't let it change who we are, like as core people.
It wasn't, but it was starting to affect your health and everything else, and that's too much.
No, it was affecting my health very, very badly. And that's why I had to get away. But what I'm saying is like our approach to it was, because it was a very difficult situation that involves litigation, and everything that does is very difficult if it involves litigation. But there's a level of just all we're going to do is what's right. So all we're going to do is what's right and trust that as long as it's in schools now, they have those signs on the wall that say, think. Is it thoughtful, helpful, informative, necessary, or kind? Mm. So as long as every action we took was falling within the right actions, then it was okay. Because if it didn't work out, then there was a reason. But the balance of the universe tells me that as long as my actions are thoughtful, helpful, informative, necessary, and kind, that they are what I should be doing.
Yeah.
And it was hard to continue to maintain that throughout all of this. And it's hard to really conceptualize for anybody truly what I'm trying to say who doesn't know the story. So it's tragic that I can't talk about it yet. But
that'll be a 2-hour episode, because that's a whole deal. Yeah.
But it really is something that it'll turn you into either a bitter, angry person, or it will turn you into a person that people want to be like, because you are somebody who inspires peace of mind.
There it is.
And so that's kind of what we wanted to come away with, was at our core. And in order to do that, when you're faced with such negativity and such trials, it really tests your strength of will. It tests your character. And it requires you to have somebody else to go through it with. If you don't have somebody else to actually also stand you up when your character's being tested, I don't know many people who could withstand that type of trial.
I totally agree. Also, it validates the experience, just going through it with somebody else. Hey, I have another question here from somebody else, but it's not about you. It's more about your dad. Well, no, it is actually about you, but
no, you can ask about my dad.
For which of your dad's career achievements are you most proud? And then this GTO. Is the GTO, Pontiac GTO.
He invented the American muscle car.
Yep.
So
by accident too. Wasn't that his car? Didn't he build it for himself?
Kind of. So he saw the trend that was happening, and he actually had one built for himself. So the story he told me was that he had one built for himself, and he loaned it out, and nobody wanted to give it back.
Yeah.
But my dad told stories like
He was a good storyteller. Yeah, that's a good thing to hang on to.
It could be true. It could maybe not be true. It's plausible. is very true that he knew that this, I believe that he did have somebody build him a prototype.
Yes.
I don't believe that he lent it out to people and then they didn't give it back. And that's how the idea of the GTO was born. I think he went into it fully knowing what he was going to do.
I think you're right. But I think the idea that he had R&D, you know what I mean? It's so, for a guy at his level, it would be so easy for him to just be like, all right, so here's what I want, right? Because it's just downstairs. He's calling to another building on the campus, right? Like, so throw this thing in this over here. It's just for my demo. Who cares? Don't worry about it. I'm signing off on it. And then he does it. And then he's driving around and he's going, you know, this thing is the fucking tits. And he starts, and then he says, take it for a spin. And then he's out for 5 minutes longer than he thought he would be. All of a sudden, that story is 100% true.
Yes. And that's exactly... that's so exactly my dad.
Yeah.
Right? Like the one guy was like, oh yeah, you know, he put it together because
he's like, I didn't want to bring it back. And he's like, and this guy didn't want to bring it back, you know?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like, it's the hottest thing ever. And
it's lore.
And I have this great idea. No, Dad, I'm pretty sure you had them build that for you because you had the idea first.
You knew it was a good idea.
Yeah. You were like, I need some validation that this is a good idea. Okay. You didn't want to return it for 5 extra minutes. So there's my validation. How do I get this past the door?
And then this may be the same thing, but the second part of the same guy's question was, what was his big break? What was your dad's big break in your opinion?
This one is, I want, like, this is one of those questions that I really want to think about and dig deep into, because I know he's told me something that was, for me, the way that I would answer this is failing to succeed at being a jazz musician.
Whoa, that was his, because it made him do something else?
Yeah, because he couldn't play the clarinet. So he told me that the reason why he went into automotive engineering was because he couldn't play the clarinet and he wanted to be a jazz musician. But the question actually asks something else. What was his big break? And I can't recall the whole story right now. So I would have to go back and dig into my memories. But I don't know that he had a big break so much as other people did, where there was one moment that purely defined, this is the moment that somebody gave me a chance. For me, I can define that in my career, where I had my big break.
Mm-hmm.
I think for him, it was always... he was an entrepreneur, and he was somebody who, the people like him who make these differences in our.
Uh-oh. It's always something. That was a nice poignant moment too there. I'm hoping she comes back or we all seem to be fine here on our internet. You know, they got the cell tower in. But doesn't mean her Wi-Fi is working. Oh. I wonder, did somebody else? Oh, there we go. She left. So she'll hopefully come back in a second. And or never again. I know. Snake. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Hang in there, snake bites. There we go.
So that was good. Where'd you lose me?
Well, I'm sure it was a very important part. Your dad's big break. He didn't have a real one, so.
I was just going to say, somebody like him fails 1,000 times before they succeed. So his big break was deciding to become an engineer. I think the rest of his career was mostly linear. Although he does have, again, I need to dig deep. I'll come back with some of this. He did tell me some stories about, you know, Bunky Knutson and Pete Estes and the parts that they played in helping him find his success at GM.
We're over the time, but I have one question for you. Let's speculate for 1 second and say that, say in 1981, all of a sudden things were going really well, and that car came out and it made a big splash, and all of a sudden it was selling like hotcakes, and you know, then he held it together long enough till that movie Back to the Future came out, and all of a sudden DeLorean's making money. Your life is a lot different. What does that look like for you? It's a parallel universe.
You don't have time for me to answer that question.
Parallel universe. Does it still fall apart someday?
I don't look at it as falling apart. This is a good question.
I'm sorry. I meant your parents' marriage, and that was unfair of me. I misspoke. I meant, like, does that part?
I don't know. Mm. So the short answer to this is my perspective on everything has changed, and I called Mr. Alex, and I thanked him for finally catching the whole financial thing, and here's why.
Oh, that's right. You did. People don't know what you mean, but this is a huge thing.
That's a cool story.
That's a huge story.
You don't have time for me to answer this question. The short answer is I know my dad. He taught me how to fish. I spent every summer with him playing cards on the couch. The life you just described, I don't know who my dad is.
Yeah.
So
I totally know what you mean.
I now no longer look at it as my life fell apart. I look at it as I got to know one of the greatest men that has ever lived, and I had time with him because that happened. And I would trade all the money in the world to have that, and I didn't have to. It was kind of almost done for me, and there's no part of me that is sad about that in this part of my life.
I love you. I love you. I love you for that answer. That was amazing. I love you anyway.
I'll tell you part two. I know. I love you both so much.
You are the best. You are my family. I don't. You've got Zach, sort of. You know, I think he's still in your life ancillarily. You know, I never had a sibling. Like, you really are the closest thing I have to a sibling, and I know you know that. And I know you know that. but for our audience out there, I mean, you really are the closest thing I have to a sister. I call you my sister, and I mean it. And I know you call me your brother and mean it. And I just love you. I love you with everything that I am.
Well, I love you guys too. I love you very much. And I appreciate you coming into my life. And I appreciate the car for bringing you into my life.
I'm going to say also that I'm really insanely proud of you. And not that you need me to be, but, like, I'm so proud of you. The person that you are today versus the person who we both were, obviously, when we met way back when we were kids. But, like, just the person you are today, the mom, the inspirational figure you are in your community, it's all really amazing. And I'm just really, really proud of you. And your dad would be too.
Thank you. And I am only as amazing as those who help me be amazing, and you're part of that equation.
That's why it all works. So let's keep feeding each other. I love you, and let's do this again soon, like in a couple weeks or something, whenever you have time.
No, I'll come back. Now I have a little bit more strength to come back. We can do it whenever you want me to come by. I'll come by, and I'll finish telling the story. Because you got to hear about how I met the guy who built the house.
Yeah, and I don't feel like we're done with the hammocks and the rest of that. We just ran out of time. All right, so that's how do people follow you? She Spawn?
Yeah, She Spawn 13. So my Instagram is only about sharing my deep thoughts and beauty. I want to show the people the world the way I see it through my eyes. So you'll see photographs and thoughts that come that, you know, maybe about my dad when I think about him. Sometimes they're just deep thoughts. Sometimes they're just pretty pictures. So
bravo. So Instagram is the best way to follow you.
Yep. At SheSpawn13. That's all I've got right now.
Beautiful.
Thank you all.
I love you. We'll see you soon. And let's see. We are back on Thursday with Bradley Brunell. Bradley Brunell. And then Friday GBBC and all the rest of the stuff. So I love you. We love all of you. We love you. Oh my gosh. We love you. We love you. We love you. But I am beating a dead horse on that. Please love one another at home. And I don't know. We'll see you on Thursday. Love you. Have a great night.
I'm getting there. We'll say goodbye eventually.
Instagram, you're amazing for hanging out. Thank you, thank you, thank you.